We're at the 2019 CUNA GAC in Washington, D.C. Look who's in the studio lounge, Mr. Alexander Monterubio.
You always say my name, great. I wish I could pronounce it like
that. Well, I'm trying to use all the Spanish that I took in school, so it comes in handy at times like this.
Great.
So thank you very much for that. Mm-hmm. So before we get into your topics on the docket here, how's the show going for you? I saw you over there.
Yeah, it's going great. This is my first GAC as a member of the CUNA staff, and you know, it's really exciting to have all of these credit unions in town energized, ready to go to the hill and to the regulators, and I really like it. It's amazing. It's a spectacle, I think, is the best way to put it.
There you go. Oh, yeah. I haven't heard that one yet. I'm going to have to write that one down. All right, the two topics that you want to talk about is CFPB regulation.
Yeah.
What's the latest? What's the scoop here with the CFPB besides the new leader?
Well, one, there's a lot going on. As you mentioned, new leader, Director Kraninger, she is taking over the reins, and right now she's conducting a listening tour, hearing from CFPB staff, from credit unions all over the country. Mm-hmm. I know that she's met with credit unions in Illinois and in California, and you know, we've actually had a chance to meet with her several times, which has been great.
You guys.
You know, having access to the director and being able to raise our issues has been something that I can't say has always been the case, but you know, it's great to see that she's willing to take feedback and really hear our issues. In fact, you know, last week Jim Nussel, myself, and Elizabeth Grubian on CUNA staff went and met with the director. We had a great conversation about payday, debt collection, and so on. And in this Wednesday, I think we're going to be taking a big group of credit unions over there to raise the issues.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
So tomorrow or
tomorrow?
Next Wednesday?
Okay, yeah, tomorrow actually.
Wow.
Yeah,
tomorrow's Wednesday. I checked.
I'm losing track of days here.
I am too. I thought today was Wednesday, but I was soundly corrected. So that's good news that she's very receptive to what we have to say. So that's really good news.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of the big things on their plate right now, payday, they have two proposals out right now on that, delaying the current rule and then rescinding some aspects of the ability to repay requirements that are in the rule. You know, we'll be commenting on both of those when the time comes. And you know, we see a lot of potential for regulatory rollback, for you know, rules that are a little bit more tailored to get the exact actors that the CFPB intends, instead of just sweeping in credit unions kind of without reason.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's talk about ADA litigation, something a bit more, even more hot than CFPB. So what's the latest with there? I've heard rumblings that things might be calming down. I don't know.
So on the litigation front, things have been calming down a little bit more. We've seen fewer demand letters, a little bit less lawsuits. There have been some big decisions on the appellate level, one of which was very helpful to credit unions in the Fourth Circuit. You know, we're waiting for decisions from the Seventh and the Sixth at some point, and hopefully those are positive. But you know, as of right now, we have a new, same with the CFPB, we have a new attorney general in town who has the potential to make this a priority. You know, we've had conversations with DOJ staff on the issue,
and they seem to be very aware
of the issue. In fact, also tomorrow's going to be a big day. Ryan Donovan and I are going to be meeting with senior DOJ staff in the Office of Civil Rights really raise the issues when it comes to website accessibility for standards.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
One other thing that I want to talk about when it comes to ADA is, you know, we have listening sessions, we have these letters that we send to DOJ, we've talked to them, they're aware of the issue, but we at CUNA are looking for ways to kind of break the cycle a little bit and to actually kind of move the ball forward. And so we're actually have been partnering with the National Federation of the Blind, you know, the premier advocacy group for persons who are blind, to really try to find some common ground, find some solutions, and really move forward. So trying to come up with that kind of creative solution
and
that cooperative spirit.
That's a really good move on your guys' part.
We reached out to them about 6 months ago to start this collaboration. You know, we had a chance to travel up to their offices in Baltimore, and you know, we had a great conversation. I think there are a lot of broad principles that we agree on. You know, we both want to have people who have access to credit unions, whether they're blind persons or otherwise, and I think that we have a good base to work from.
Well,
you know, that's still an evolving partnership, but we're excited about it. In fact, Mark Riccobono, NFP's president, came and spoke from the main stage here at GAC, and he had a pretty positive message.
Nice. Yeah, it's good to get their perspective, and then to kind of have that in your back pocket when you go to these litigation hearings or what have you, and say, hey, you know what? getting, this is their perspective.
Getting disability rights groups and credit unions in the same room, kind of agreeing to things in broad principle and moving forward together, I think that's a way that we can actually do some good.
I totally agree with you. I concur, sir. All right. Anything else on? I'm sure you've got a a laundry list of things going on, but anything else you want to add that's a top of mind or important to credit unions these days?
I think that this is a special time right now. We have a lot of opportunity with the new head of CFPB, new head of DOJ. We're going to get two new board members at NCUA, it's exciting.
Yeah, we just had Rick Metzger in here talking about that as well, so it's exciting to get his take on it as well. So
definitely.
Good stuff. Sounds like good stuff all the way around, Alex, so
yeah,
appreciate the time as always. Keep up the good work there, all right?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, well done.